we're in Simen Tov Samach Beis. We're up to Sif Hei, and we'll be doing Hei and Vav. Sif Hei Halosh Isa B'mei Peres Tov La'Sosa Pachas Mishir Isarin Kadei Shalot Eschayev B'Chala. The Mechaber Shita is that Mei Peres are not Machmets at all, and it is Mutter to go and knead a dough made of flour and fruit juice alone. In fact, according to the Mechaber, even if it sat around without being worked on for more than 18 minutes, it will not become chametz. However, if you put a drop of water in it, there we say that not only does it become chametz, but it speeds up the fermentation process. So the Mechaber now says, if you're going to make on Pesach, you're going to make a matzah with meperis alone, then you've got a problem. The halachi is that mei peiros are not machshir lekabel tuma. That means, in order for something to become tamei, in order for food to become tamei, the halachi is it must have been washed in one or gotten wet intentionally in one of the seven mashkin. So that includes water, it includes wine. It includes honey, but it does not include fruit juice. Therefore, if you're now going to knead a dough of fruit juice and flour, this flour is not makabel tuma. If the flour is not makabel tuma, if you need a shear of challah, the amount that is chayv and challah, you separate this challah, the challah is now challah tahora. You cannot burn challah tahora. The reason we burn challah bisman hazeh is because the challah is tamei and cannot be eaten. This is challah tahora. It's tahor. You're not allowed to be mafsid it. You're not allowed. You have to even prevent it from becoming tamei. You can't destroy it. It needs shimur. What do you do with it? So bidyevet in chutz laretz, they give it to a kohen katan, a child, even though he's tamei meis. In Eretz Yisrael, that wouldn't work. Therefore, the Mechaber says that if you're making a dough of flour and mei peiros, make sure that it is less than the shear of challah. This it's not chayiv and challah. This way, you're not going to be left with challah tahora. Now, during the year, if you do that, you put in a drop of water. This way, you're machshir at lekabel tuma. But here, you're not going to be able to, because if you add water, then it's going to end up becoming chametz. Sivav chita shenimtzis bedvash o biyayin v'chometz. If you find a kernel of wheat in honey or in wine or vinegar, mutter. It is mutter. We say it does not become chametz as long as you didn't have any water in there. What's pshat? So what we're talking about is either it was cooked or it sat there for 24 hours. This way, if it became chametz, we would say that it makes the entire mixture chametz. Whereas if it was just dipped in it, it wouldn't make it chametz. And the reason why it's mutter is that, once again, the Mechaber holds mei peiros are not machmitz. We consider this mei peiros as long as there's no water in there. However, if some water got in there, the halacha would be that it does become chametz. We said that mei peiros with a little bit of water becomes chametz right away. Now, the question is, why don't we say that the water becomes bottled to the fruit juice, say in the case of wine, in the case of vinegar, in the case of honey? Why don't we say that the water is bottled? We learned before that the Mechaber says that when you use wine, even though it's got a little bit of water in it, we nevertheless say that it's considered mei peiros alone because the wine mixes with the water and turns the whole thing into wine. Why don't you say the same thing here? So there we said that according to Rov Achronim, it was only talking about freshly squeezed grapes or grapes that were leaking their grape juice. And for the first 3 days, we say that it is still settling down, and in the process, it will convert the water into wine. So according to that, there's no kasha, because in this case, here, we're not talking about that. The only question is, according to the other sheet, is it would really be a question. Now the Mishnah Brura talks about what happens if you find a kernel of wheat in mei dvash and mead, which is an alcoholic honey beverage, or in whiskey. Or in cider, and you know that there was no water in there. So the question is, do we call this, do we call all of this water, or do we call this, I mean, do we call it meperis, or do we call it more like meperis with water? So for example, in this mead, you're cooking up honey together with water. You didn't have any additional water that fell in afterwards. Do we say that it converts everything into meperis or not? Lamaisa, the Mishnah Brewer, says that one should be machmir with regard to actually drinking it, but you don't have to be machmir and sell it. The other thing is that we're talking about in a case where the kernel of wheat seems like it already split open, which means that should we consider this chametz, it already has a chash chametz. But if it's only soft and didn't open up, so he says that that you can be makel unless you know for a fact that it was sitting in the water for 24 hours. The Mishnah Brura then discusses shuman, chicken fat. Fat is considered in meperis. So let's say in those days they would do a lot of cooking and storing of chicken fat. You find a kernel of wheat in chicken fat. The halacha is that it will not aser it. Even though there may have been some drop of water in there when you cook it, nevertheless, meaning when you cook the chicken fat in the first place, because we say as you cook it up, it probably evaporated, and what you're left with is pure chicken fat with no water in there altogether. The Mishnah Brura talks about the case where you found the kernel of wheat in one batch of chicken fat, which you would take it from a larger one. And the halacha is that you do not have to be choshish that it really started off in the original keli where all the chicken fat was together, and will only aser this small place that it was found and not the large container that it came from. Whereas if you find it in the large container, then we will aser all smaller containers that were poured off from there. The halacha is we say kan nimsa kan hoya, wherever I found it, that's where it's been. Therefore, if you find it in the small one, we say that's where it came from. If you find it in the large one, we say it was always in the large one. Once you say that it was always in the large one, the time difference, we say that we are machzik iser mizman lizman, not mimalkam lamalkam, but mizman lizman. The Mishnah Brura then goes into other cases where you went ahead and you used the chicken fat and you actually made knedlach out of them. So if you found if you find in one of these knedlach a kernel of wheat, so there also lamaisa, if there was no water in it yet, it was just made with chicken fat, we will say that it is meperis and it's not a problem. Whereas if there was actual water in there, then we would consider this meperis with mayim, and we would have to aser it.